Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Madeline has just arrived into the studio. Okay, Madeline, we're going to talk about the spooktacular.
Rightio, okay, we're pioneering this from the community development section. City Council, local authority, hasn't done anything at night time in the parks. I know the other local authorities have done some stuff at night. So myself and my colleague, Ciarán Mahoney, hooked up with the Fairview Business Association, and we had a look at the, I don't know if people are familiar with this park, it's the Bram Stoker Park down in Merino Crescent. And it was to coincide with Dublin City Council have laid a plaque now for Bram Stoker in the park right opposite the house where he was born. I don't know if you're familiar with the house, but it's down in Merino Crescent. It's the half moon of houses opposite the park. Beautiful houses, and it's a beautiful park. Apparently a lot of people think it's a private park, but it's not. So what we're doing is on the 30th of October, we're not doing Halloween night. We're doing 2 hours from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we've linked in with a local business there called QLX Lighting, and they're going to light the park to create this spooky effect and do, I don't know what the machines are she's going to use, but to do spooky sounds in the park. So we have some of the actors from the Bram Stoker experience at Westwood. They're going to come across and play some of the characters from Dracula. We'll also have your man from Barry's Balloons there on the night, and he has a little thatched cottage, and he'll be doing candy floss, spider's webs, witch's brew, red blood slushies. And we're going to be shown one of the oldest Bela Lugosi movies, the old Dracula,
the original Dracula
movie. Yeah. That'll be silent, but we do have a screen. We'll be going up in the middle of the park, and the movie will be playing on a loop there. We won't use the sound because we'll be, you know, using all the spooky sounds. And there will be one or two other surprises, which I don't want to talk about because we'd ruin the surprise. But there will be a couple of little surprises. So, probably
sounds,
not.
Sounds like a great bit of crack.
Well, I hope so. Like, as I said, it's our first time for doing it, so we don't really know what to expect until the night. We've put in all the usual, a lot of hard work. We've done up all our risk assessments, our health and safety plans to make it as safe as possible for people. But we want it to be a family orientated night. We'd like mammies and daddies and kids to come down. Children won't be admitted without an adult, because even though it won't be, you know, mega scary, but I'm sure it will be scary for smaller kids.
Okay, and it's this is all happening on Friday the 30th at from 5 till 7.
5 till 7, yeah.
I'm just looking at the poster here. You had Castle Dracula and Westwood and ghosts, zombies, mummies and freaks.
Yeah, so yeah.
A few people from my near the farm going down.
And Dublin City Council, definitely. A few of my colleagues. But yeah, it should be nice. I've gone down to the park with a couple of the lads and the Gardaí to have a look at it by night. And it's gets a little bit of street lighting, but not a lot. And in the background, if you come in the front gate at a 45 degree angle, there's an old church that has a castle-y bit. It's like a castle in the background. So you think we had put this there for special effect, and it's lit up at night. So where the screen is going to be, this castle, this tower from, I'm sure it's a church or something. I haven't actually checked out what it is, but that's in the background there. So I'd say with the lighting, and this girl is very good at her work. I've seen some of her stuff. She does Trinity College, and she's travelled with Riverdance. She's done a lot of stuff, so she's going to make it as spooky as possible.
And it's all happening in the Bram Stoker Park in Merino Crescent.
Yeah, and for anyone that doesn't know where it is, it's if you were going straight down the Malahide Road into town, and you get to the end of that road, and okay, you can go no further, there's Fairview Park. Well, before you come to Fairview Park, there's a fork in the road.
Yeah.
And that would take you down to Clontarf, and the park is right on the corner there.
I know it, yeah.
A lot of people pass it by because it's a beautiful park.
Sort of an inlet, yeah.
And because of the trees and the shrubbery, the gates are well sort of hidden. So a lot of people actually think it's a private park, but it's a hidden jewel. It's absolutely lovely now.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, hope you're going to come along now on the night.
Oh, I'll do my best.
Yeah.
I'll probably have a gang with me.
Face paint and all.
Yeah.
I hope people won't be disappointed. I hope people will enjoy it. As I say, it's just an experience of walking around a park at night, you know, and with a few little scares along the way.
Okay, well, listen, thanks very much, Madeline.
And, not at all.
It sounds like a great bit of crack.
Your alternative across northeast Dublin, 90.3. This is Near FM.